AM 910 WJCW Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his Petpourri.
Dr. Dean Baird with Mountain Empire Animal Hospital with Petpourri. Mountain Empire, of course, sponsoring this portion of the program. And good morning, Dr. Dean.
Morning, everybody.
Let's talk about respiratory
situation. You made the comment that we've been talking about respiratory disease for seemingly ever.
Yeah.
We've probably pretty much wore it out, actually.
Okay.
Except for, I did want to mention one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about cats with trouble breathing from fluid in their chest a
yeah.
couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were going through all of the different respiratory things, I know that I talked about pulmonary edema, which is fluid in the lung that can occur. Well, it can occur from several things, but the most common thing that it occurs from is heart failure. So anyway, what I was getting at is I wanted to talk today just a little bit about heart failure, because we had hit the surface of it, speaking of it as a respiratory problem.
Right.
Well, it's a respiratory problem from the standpoint of them having trouble to breathe, but that's not where the origin is not a respiratory disease, it's heart disease.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to clear that up and talk about it a little bit, just to make sure everybody understood what I was getting at.
Okay, good.
So congestive heart failure, by definition, means that there is a problem in the heart so that there's fluid overload somewhere. So let's review how the heart works. Kind of hard to do when you can't look at a heart, but we can use our imaginoscopes.
Theater of the mind, yeah.
Yeah, the blood comes into the heart in the right side of the heart. It goes from the right atrium to the right ventricle through the pulmonary artery to the lung. Pumps it to the lung so it can get oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember when we were talking about respiratory disease, we were talking about edema being fluid in the lung. It's hard for them to breathe.
Right.
All right. Just stuck that in there. Now the blood goes from the lung back to the heart again because it's got to get pumped out to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the left side of the heart does. Pumps it goes from the left atrium to the left ventricle to the aorta. And then there the cycle is complete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once it goes and gets used up and comes
throughout
back through
and comes back
and everything just
right.
keeps going. So there's, if you want to break it down really crudely, there's a couple of overall ways you can get fluid problems. If the left side of the heart doesn't pump blood properly forward to the aorta, it backs up to the left ventricle, to the left atrium, and then back into the lungs. And
mm-hmm.
that's where pulmonary edema comes
sort
from.
Sort of from prolapsed valve?
It can be from valve damage, like mitral valve disease. It can be from dilated cardiomyopathy, the one we talked about with the grain-free
right.
food. It can be from in cats that have hypertrophic cardiac. Anything that's a significant heart disease that can result in failure of the blood to move the way it's supposed to move.
Okay.
All right. That can also occur on the right side of the heart. But if it occurs on the right side of the heart, the blood's coming from the body.
Mm-hmm.
So the fluid's going to go back into the body somewhere. And the majority of that blood is coming through the vena cava, which is the big vein that drains the abdomen. And the most likely thing you're going to see is fluid accumulation in the abdomen.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because that's where most of it's coming from.
Okay.
So both of those are congestive heart failure. The congestive thing means you have fluid. It's important to remember that heart failure and heart disease aren't the same thing. There are a lot of dogs, maybe even a lot of people, I'm not a physician, I don't know, that have heart disease that don't die of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
die with it. Like I say about men with prostate cancer. Plenty of them die from it,
mm-hmm.
but if you get old enough, about every man's going to die with it.
Okay.
Just because it's so common.
Yeah.
And we see the same type of thing, not that common, but we see that same type of thing, particularly in small breed dogs, because of mitral valve disease, because it's so common. Now, when we talked about it with the respiratory thing, I was emphasizing that one of the things that can happen in the lung is that you can get fluid, which is pulmonary edema.
Right.
And we talked about it as a respiratory problem, because it technically is. If you've got fluid in the lung, you can't breathe.
It affects your breathing.
But it's
certainly.
Not caused as a respiratory problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused because of the failure of the heart to be able to do what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
And I wanted to make sure that was clear. When we talked about fluid in the chest of the cat,
yep.
there are a lot of different things that can cause it. One of those is heart failure. In cats, because of the way the vessels are constructed in cats' chests, if they have heart failure, they can get fluid accumulating in the chest. Now, there are a lot of other things that can do it, and that's a respiratory problem, but it's not always caused by a primary respiratory disease.
Okay.
That was the point I wanted to try to
make. All right, yeah. Okay. Very clearly demonstrated, too.
Now, before we... That was really what I wanted to talk about. We spent all this time talking about respiratory things. Y'all got questions about respiratory things?
Not off the top.
I got one real quick one. I have a fat calico. And it seems to be only in this breed of cat that whenever...
Calico's not a breed, it's a color.
Well, calico, I'm colorblind too, so...
Oh, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck.
No.
It is, that's what it is, it's a color.
Okay.
Or it's three colors that make a color.
Interesting.
That's the right way to put it.
Well, she's the multicolor one, the fat one. But you put something in front of her to smell, she's the only cat that I know that opens their mouth and is like...
When she smells?
Yeah. It's like when she smells something that really intrigues her, the mouth opens, and she's like she's smelling and tasting with her tongue or something.
Maybe she's been tasting wine or something.
If I smell something that is really that intriguing, I open my mouth because I'm eating it.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're saying she's doing, right?
Yeah. She's just
doing that as part of... I don't know why she's doing it.
I don't know.
She can't really smell with her mouth.
Well, that's why it strikes me funny is because anytime we put something out, she's like, the mouth opens, it's like, I was like, ooh, she smells something.
Food testers and wine tasters and this sort of thing, they say that, you know, you put it in your mouth and then while it's still there, sniff a little bit too, okay, to help enhance the flavor buds.
They do say that. Now, I'll tell you something that's important about cats. Cats depend on sense of smell to eat.
Right.
And we see it frequently be a problem with cats that if they get a respiratory problem, upper respiratory infections are real common in cats, like we talked about. And if cats get that and they're stopped up like we would be with a cold.
Right.
Sometimes they won't eat because they can't smell their food.
Right.
Hmm.
And we really sometimes have to work pretty hard on keeping cats with respiratory diseases eating. Because cats don't eat for a few days, they can start developing a problem with their liver. And that, I don't know if that's got anything to do with what you're talking about that your cat's doing.
Right.
But it is a really important concept about cats smelling their food.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because if they can't smell it, many of them won't eat. And
yeah.
Cats that won't eat are a problem.
Well, Did you say she's overweight, Alec?
I was going to say, so far that hasn't been a problem. Because
well, they're not eating?
She's,
yeah, the
she's
way you're talking
girl.
About that sounds like she needs to be on the Nutrisystem for that part. I don't know why she's doing what she is with her mouth. But I'll tell you this, cats that are overweight tend to breathe more with their mouth open because it's harder for them to move air because they get fat deposits inside of the thorax around the base of the heart. And it's really similar to... It seems to be similar to me to that being the case in people, too, that are overweight. But they have to be able to move air.
Yeah.
We see a real... Remember we talked about a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned it earlier today, the thing about cats getting fluid in their chest.
Right.
Those cats are really struggling to breathe because their lung can't fill up with air. And a problem with cats, it's important for cat owners to remember, is that if a cat has trouble breathing and you stress them, they can die from the stress just because they're trying to get enough air.
Oh,
and
wow.
We have a real problem trying to figure out ways to deal with cats that are really stressed breathing because of true medical respiratory distress. Not stress,
but
a medical problem, handling them so that we don't make them more stressed to make it worse.
So just a normal pickup of a kitty cat that is overweight like that could affect them seriously, right?
I don't think it would. I'm saying if they're already having trouble breathing.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you're going to go from ground zero and take a cat just because they're overweight and cause them to have trouble breathing.
Okay, good.
Well, what I'm saying is that sometimes you'll notice animals that are really in distress breathing with their mouth open.
Okay.
Dogs and cats
and
people.
Yeah.
Because you can move air a lot more quickly through your mouth than you can through your nose.
Right.
Right? Remember, it's... Everything meets back in the back of the pharynx, the esophagus and the trachea, and you can get air in the trachea. Everybody knows that because you huff and puff if you're out of breath.
Right,
and
exactly.
You're breathing with your mouth, not with your nose.
Right.
You can get more air in with your mouth than you can with your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And we see dogs and cats do that same thing if they're having respiratory distress. So
wow.
The point I'm trying to make is if they're breathing with their mouth open, evaluate the situation because they may already be in some sort of distress. Now, I don't know if that's the case with your cat, but it opened the door for me to say that because mm-hmm. we're talking about respiratory disease, and open mouth breathing is a serious symptom in that respiratory disease
right.
frequently.
Very good. Very good. So something definitely a takeaway for us here, as all pet owners should be aware of that. If your pet's getting a little tubby there, could be it's probably something you do want to talk to your veterinarian about, I would say. And Dr.
Talk to him about the tubby part.
For that, sure. That for sure is what I'm referring, yeah.
She's just fluffy.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Yeah, fluffy fat, I know. Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, that's Dr. Dean's clinic. Dr. Dean Baird and his staff at 4340 North Roan Street in the Boones Creek community. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, except for major holidays, but we don't have any this week. Dr. Dean, folks want to get in touch with you. How do they give you a phone call?
282-3771.
All right, that sounds very good. And Dr. Dean, you take care, and we will talk to you next week.